Shavuos Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph. Omer L'Shnayim, Mashbi Ani Aleichem. He says to two Edim, I'm Mashbi Yu Ish Ploni Yu Ploni. Shem Atem Yoidim Li Edus Shetavoyu Vishinti Iduni. He suspects that they have Edus to say. He knows that they know of a story that happened. And they say, Shavuos She'enon Yoyen L'cho Edus. We know nothing about the story. It turns out that they are actually lying. They're not allowed to make such a Shavuos. Because they do know. However, they can't effectively say it over in Besdin. Why? They only know the Edus secondhand. So the halach is, you want to know, do they know? Yes. Should they be making shvu that they don't know? No. However, the chiyuv shvu as Edus is only when the Edus is effective or could be effective, they would come in and say it. And over here, that's not the case. Another case where they know and they wouldn't be allowed to say it on the Yoidin, but they won't be chayav carbon because l'maisa it's not an Edus that could have worked, is Oishaya Echemem Korev Epostel, Hare Lupturin, the Potter. Now, the nature over here is that there's an interesting Harkov over here. There's two elements to this Shavuos Edus. The Nakuda of Shavuos Edus is Venoso Avoine on not saying Edus. L'chered, not coming to Bezdin, say Edus when you know Edus. The Torah says you're guilty. Venoso Avoine. That itself is not Machayev Shavuos Edus. Also, maybe the chiv is over here for falsifying, for making a shvu that's not true. You're saying Edom of Nishba that they don't know Edom, Edus, and they do know Edus. That's not enough. Because if that would be the case, it wouldn't make a difference. He was Tevei, wasn't Tevei. The chiv is on the shvu. It wouldn't make a difference which type of Edus. Is it a chiv moment? Is it not a chiv moment? Being Nishba that you don't know Edus is a form of Edus Sheker. You see that it's a combination of both. It has to be a tvias moment. And it has to be Venosa Avoyne that there's a Hefsid moment are they not saying the Edus, and it has to come with a Shvua. In this case, the Shvua is a false Shvua because they don't know Edus, but it wouldn't have been an effective Edus. So that's why there's no carbon of Shvua so Edus. They're not being Mechas or anything. Mishnah Yud Beis. Shilach Biyad Avdoi Oy Shomalem Anitva. The Tvia over here, the Ruvain that wants the two Edom to come in and say Edus against Shimon, that he owes him money, he wasn't Tevei them face to face. He was Sholach Biad Avdoi. He was Memane his Eved Knani to be a Shliach, to be Teveya these Edom in Bezdin. Oy Shomer Alem Anitva, or they weren't Nitva Al Yedei the Teveya. Reuven has a claim against Shimon. It's not Reuven that says to them, come say Edus. Shimon has Reuven pestering him and badgering him and sending him letters from Bezdin. Shimon goes up to him and says, yeah? You say that you know that I stole from him? I'm telling you I didn't steal. You say that you know I stole? If you have Edus, come into Bezdin. The Nitva wants to prove his innocence by challenging them and he's mashbia them. And they just, no, we don't know. We didn't see that you stole from him $100. In both those cases, again, the Shvuah is a Shvuah Sheker. In both those cases, Harelu Pturin, Ad Sheyishmu Mipi HaTeveah. The Tviah has to be a direct Tviah from the Teveah, A, direct, and B, it has to be from the Teveah. It has to be from the Teveah and direct, both. There's a certain surah how this parasha is avekeshtalt. Mishnah Yud Gimel, the last Mishnah over here of the Dinim of Shavuos Edus, Mashbi Ani Aleichem, Reuven is Teveah the Edim. He has a claim against Shimon, and he says, I'm mashbiah you to come say Edus. Mitzava ani aleichem. That's also a lashon where he's binding them to a chiv to say Edus. Oyserchem ani, I'm binding you that you're mechuyiv. These are all the lashonis of shvuah in this context. Harelu chayoven. It doesn't have to be a lashon shvuah, these lashonis suffice. Bashamayim uba'oret. He's doesn't say Lashon Shvuah, but what he means to say is, or the Mepharshim say he does say, he says, Mashbi ani aleichem bashamayim uba'oretz. That's the Shem Hashem. A Shvuah, by definition, is Shem Hashem. We describe this in Perek Gimel. So the Shem Hashem that he binds them with is Mashbi ani aleichem bashamayim uba'oretz, and they deny, arelu p'turim, they're not chayav karbon. Because Shemayim Ba'oretz is not a kinui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's a description of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu reigns supreme. But it's not a description of you could say the one who rules Bashamayim Va'aretz. But Bashamayim Va'aretz is not a Lashon of Hashem Hashem. But Aleph Dalid is a way of saying the Shem Hashem of Adnus. B'Yud Hei, which is the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havai, Yud Kei Vav Kei. B'Shakai, B'Tzvokois, B'Chanun V'Rachum. It's interesting, there's a bunch of names over here. There's a lot of discussion. There are certain Shemus over here that one is not allowed to say. We just mispronounced a few of the words because one's not allowed to say it. But over here, there are Lashonis that describe the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are not Shemus She'enem Nimchokim. If a person writes about somebody in a letter, he says, my friend Yankel is a Chanun V'Rachum. Can he erase that? It's not like erasing Hashem Hashem. But they can be used to depict, the Rebbein Shalom was defined in terms of Midos of Yisbarach as Chanun V'Rachum. He's described in the Torah HaKadosh as Erech HaPayim V'Rav Chesed. These are words you could say, Yankel's an Erech HaPayim. But if you say, I'm Hashbiyah and you, in the name of the one who's Erech HaPayim, you're binding that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chol HaKinuyin, anything which is a kinui to the Shem Hashem, both if they're real Shemus, both if they're descriptions that are a kinui, harevu chayovin. The Mishnah adds over here a halacha, ha-mekalo b'kulon, chayiv, rachman al-tzon, the mekalo Shem Hashem, is chayiv if he's mekalo with any of the kinuyim, divrei Reb Meir. V'achachomim poitrim, that he's potter from skila until he's mekalo rachman al-tzon, with the Shem HaMiyuchad. We had a Mishnah about this, when the mekalos described the whole process, how they said Eidus, and how everybody walked out, and how they rise kriya, ayin shom, in Sanhedrin. So the shita over here, that says that Makal has to be B'Shem Havai is the shita of the Chachomim over here. HaMakal Atzmai V'Chaver B'Kulon. Not his Makal the Shem Hashem. His Makalo himself or somebody else. Both these are Yisurim. And his Makal with any of these names, both the real names of Hashem and both the Shemus which are Kinuyin. Over here, we're not talking about a chiv skill, we're talking about a loisase. There's a pasuk that says, loisikal cheresh, one is not allowed to curse somebody else. It's a lav on cursing. The lav on cursing oneself is interesant. It's yishom lecho shmor nafshecho mo'oid in Pashas V'Eschanon, where obviously if a person is using Hashem Hashem, he's cursing himself, obviously he doesn't take it very seriously. Then the Mishnah says, yakecho elokim, he used the lashon of hako. He's being mashbia edim. He says, the Rebbein Shalom should strike you. Elikim should strike you down if you don't come say edim. It's a loshon of a klova. The kain yachacho elikim, zuhi olo haksuva batayra. That's the olo that the Torah describes in the parasha of olo. The Torah uses that word to describe the force to force somebody to come say edim. So it's chayav karbon. Even though it's a loshon klova, not a loshon shvua. Al yachacho or v'yivarechecho, v'seitiv l'cho, these are all psukim that can be used to describe hatova or haro if they do say this, they don't say this. Al yach, the Rebbein Shalom should not strike you. V'yivarechecho, the Rebbein Shalom should bless you. V'yeitiv l'cho, these are all words that are used in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being meitiv. Remeir mechayiv, because these are l'shoinis of klolo, it's like when he says, if you don't come say Eidus, you should have a klolo. That's Olo. V'chomim poitrim, because the Eidim didn't hear the words of the Olo. There's no Shem Hashem of Yakcho Lekim. It's only, if you will say Eidus, it's Mechlal Lav Atashemehen. This is one of the cases where there's a discussion of, when we hear Lav, do we hear Hain? When we hear Hain, do we hear Lav? For instance, the classic example of this idea is in the context of a Tanai. Reuven marries a woman, he says, B'tanai, then next Monday it should rain. Does he also have to speak out? And if it doesn't rain next Monday, then the Kedushin is bottle. That's also Machloikis Mechlal Lavat HaShemehem. That's Shayach to Machloikis of Tanai Kofol Tilchus Tanoim. When we say that Klal Mechlal Lavat HaShemehem and when not, is the subject of a sugi over here at the end of this parak on the Daf Lamed Vov. But it's beyond the scope of our discussion, so we'll leave it up.